Wow, you're really making this
sound. Hello, and welcome to an all-new episode of the Not Safe for Work podcast. We are back.
We're back.
Yes.
And.
Free JT. Real niggas fuck with me. Her rap, her freestyle is pretty damn good.
It is.
I was like, oh, this is kind of hard. Okay, JT. And she does not play about Carisha, okay?
No, she doesn't.
You don't.
She was fuck like, with y'all been trying Miami. My bitch.
Right, and I'm out. Now
didn't nobody
what?
Tell her ass to what go get pregnant?
What makes me chuckle, though, is that they just switched off.
Like, one's back, the other. Yeah, because.
Now she about to go on maternity leave. I'm confused.
They don't have maternity leave in the rap industry.
They don't?
I don't think there's such thing.
I feel like you can have a self-imposed maternity leave.
I mean, let Nicki Minaj say so you can. But she went on maternity leave before she was actually pregnant.
Nicki Minaj ain't never had a kid.
That's the point. But she said she said she was going away so she could have babies.
She didn't say that. She said she's going on maternity leave.
I'm taking off before I get pregnant, during my pregnancy,
AKA
and afterwards.
For a while.
Cardi B said, fuck that shit. Ain't no maternity leave,
I
bitch.
I need this bread. I think she skipped maybe a few shows, but not too many.
She skipped a lot because she was supposed to go on
tour with Bruno Mars. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But she thought. She was like, no, nah, I'm taking my baby.
Yeah,
somebody was finally like, no.
Somebody's like, you can't. That's not gonna work,
right?
She's too young,
right?
And she was like, oh damn, okay,
maybe not.
Okay, anywho, yes, we are back. JT is finally free. So yeah, it's a good thing. It's a good day.
You know, keep other people's credit cards out your wallet, JT.
I mean, She said, did you ever watch that documentary they put out before she?
I've been meaning to.
Girl.
You told me about it.
Who finna be broke? That's
I feel you,
who
sis.
Who finna be broke?
But it'd be me. Like, I'd be like, okay. I'm finna be broke.
I'm about to be broke. It's that simple.
Exactly.
That shit was so funny. As soon as she was like, I'm going to jail for fraud. I keep telling y'all that. We was like. Girl.
Okay.
She was like, I don't understand how y'all do it. Like, cause who finna be broke?
Girl.
Ma'am, that's illegal.
Clearly. Which is why she went to jail.
Yeah. And she almost served 2 years.
That's about in line with.
Cause she was only supposed to do 6 months.
Oh, no. I thought she was supposed to do a year and some change or something.
It was a year and some change, but if she was on good behavior. She would have got out in 6 months.
What was she in there doing? Mediocre behavior?
Probably. I don't know.
Bad behavior.
I don't know, but it was only supposed... She said it in the doc because she was on the phone with Quavo. And he was like, how long is it supposed to be? She was like, 6 months. He was like, oh, that'll be quick. It's been almost two. Boo. What the hell? What's going on there?
She was in there like, act up. You can get
basically,
smacked up.
Basically.
Backed up.
All of it. All of it.
Well, we're just glad you're back. But keep
stay out of trouble.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Mm-mm. Act up to a certain degree.
Yeah. Like,
okay. Get your Megan Thee Stallion on. You know, go to school.
Don't steal nobody's identity. That's just not okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Anywho, how was your week?
It was good. I'm like, I feel like something happened within the week. We closed on our home exactly a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been the main thing. Thank you. Shit popped off. Don't bank with Chase.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
I mean, we're it is what it is now, yeah. But they technically missed the closing.
How did they miss the closing?
Girl, first of all, we had an afternoon closing, right?
Yeah.
4 o'clock.
Yeah.
We show up at 4 o'clock. And the attorney's like, if you're not listening in Georgia, we have a power of attorney state. So you have to close with an attorney, right?
Yeah.
So like we show up and the attorney is like, we haven't gotten anything from Chase.
The fuck?
Bitch. I knew it was going to be some shit, Kirsten, because earlier that day at like 11, Tyrell called me and was like, you got to call USAA. Chase doesn't have what they need from USAA for the homeowner's insurance. And I was like,
that's
I thought we
weird.
Took care of that like a couple weeks ago. And he was like, I thought we did too. But Billy, our loan advisor or whatever they're called, who looks like his name would be Chase. So I just be wanting to call him Chase,
Chase.
From Chase.
He looks like his name would be Chase.
He does. I'm going to show you a picture after we're done.
Oh, Billy.
Billy's like, yeah, we don't have what we need, final whatever.
Why
from
would
Homer's
you not tell
insurance.
Us that in advance? Why you wait till the day of to tell me that you don't have some shit that you've been needed?
So Billy. I call USAA, lady, and first of all, I'm already like, USAA does not play, so,
That's weird.
I call them. The lady is in the records talking about, yes, ma'am, we left a voicemail for him on September 13th, and we emailed him, and we never got a response. All we need is the loan number and XYZ from him, and we never received it.
Billy,
I'm about to chase your ass, okay?
I'd have cussed his ass out.
So we get that taken care of, and I had a feeling from that. I was like, okay, if that's not taken care of.
What else isn't taken care of?
But you know what? Let me go on about my way. It's a happy day. I'm excited. Da-da-da-da, girl. We get there at 4. They haven't sent what they need to send over to
the attorney.
Long story short, they end up getting the stuff over to the attorney, but they have to send the stuff multiple times because they're sending the wrong things. So, and the bank closes at 5.
Right.
So the attorney was like, once we got there, she was like, it's a very slim chance that we're actually going to close today. Because it takes 30 minutes just to go through all the paperwork. Mm-hmm. And that's quick. That's like no questions quick. So she was like, but you can tell them to push it on over. And so long story short, we were there until almost 8 o'clock. Tell me why. I'm just going to end with this. Okay. Tell me why by the time they get all the stuff over to us, they going to tell the attorney, well, anything that doesn't look right, we're going to have to revisit it tomorrow because we're leaving.
Bitch. Oh. No, we be fighting. No, fuck you. We will be fighting.
So I actually need to follow up with Tyrell in regards to this. But Chase has a guarantee if they miss the closing that they'll give you $1,000 back.
Oh, well.
So I was already on the phone that day. I was like, you've missed the closing. It's 4:45 and they still don't have the paperwork. There's no way that we're going to get funding. So like, even if we sign today, we can't get our keys until tomorrow because the funding won't go through till tomorrow when the banks are back open. So y'all have missed the closing. So how do I get my money? Tyrell was like, I need you to calm down. I'm handling this.
What did they say?
And we're going to have to take that up with our supervisor.
Do what you need to do.
Girl, I was like, go ahead and get it processed.
What's his name?
Go ahead and get it processed. So I actually need to follow up on that because Tyrell said he was going to take care of it. But, talk about.
We be fighting. Don't play with my shit like that. Don't do that.
I was so irritated because it was.
USAA does not play.
Exactly.
At all. USAA is by far the most reliable people in the world.
They really are.
You try.
But the thing that really irritated me was our closing, y'all, was delayed a week.
Right.
And because of issues with the appraisal. So they had an extra week to get all the other stuff outside of
and
the appraisal together.
Till the day of.
And our real estate agent was like, the crazy thing about this is on once the appraisal came through of like Tuesday of last week or the week before we were supposed to close. He was like, well, we can close on Thursday. We can go ahead. Billy from Chase was like, we can close on Thursday, Friday. We can have this all ready to go. So Shannon, our realtor, was like, if you wanted to push to close on Thursday or Friday, we didn't because me and Tyrell were out of town. But he was like, how are you still not ready on Monday? What was you going to do on Thursday and Friday? I don't get it. So it was just a mess. Y'all, I just keep hearing like the more you can go with local, small local banks,
I'm telling
the better.
You, it makes your life 10 times because you can roll up there.
Yeah.
You can just show up. Excuse me.
Or if you're going to maybe it'll help if you go with a larger bank. If you work with somebody like if you go in and work directly with a loan advisor, maybe that would help. That's just my tips. But nonetheless, we got our keys.
Yeah.
We are homeowners.
Woo!
Hoo, 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 hoo. Gucci down to
you're
the socks
grown up.
Like a Biggie Papa baby.
You're a real adult.
Oh, I'm a
you're
big kid now.
You're adulting for real.
But yeah, that's kind of the highlight in the last week for me. Other than that, work. Mm-hmm. And this weekend, I got a little bit of rest, but got to do a little bit of other stuff too. Mm-hmm. So yeah, how's your week been?
Stressful,
my nigga.
Exhausting.
Tell me, how do you?
It's
do
been
you feel
some
that
shit,
way?
And I'm tired. Like by Sunday, I was like, I'm exhausted.
Did you go to work today?
Yeah, I went.
I didn't
go on Friday.
Did you? You worked from home, or you?
I just was like, I'm not today.
I'm sick.
I'm tired. I was in the bed. I was like, I'm exhausted. My little sister, child, she had a nervous breakdown in school.
Oh, no. And she's in the DMV area, right? Mm-hmm.
She had a nervous breakdown in school. Got put in a psych ward.
What happened?
I don't know. I don't know the extent of it. That's all they have told me. I talked to her today because they let her come home. But, like,
Whoa, so she's been there days?
She was there for, like, 4 days.
What in the world?
Girl, a mess. It was bad. Like, to the point of, like, we didn't know. They wouldn't let her mom come see her. My thing with mental health hospitals or whatever the hell, the worst thing you can do to somebody is isolate them from people that care about them. That's the weirdest shit in the world to me. I don't get it, but okay. So she comes home, but we've always said this from the time my little sister was a baby, because she was born 3 months premature. Mm-hmm. So she hit her milestones like a kid, like a regular kid walking, talking, but she didn't start talking until she was like 4 because she had a trach. And so because of that, and I think her brain didn't get to like fully develop, she is not on par with other kids her age.
How old is she?
14. Okay. 25. Yeah, 14. She's not on par with other kids her age. Now, don't get me wrong. She's not very far behind. Mm-hmm. But it's very clear that she is on a spectrum of some sort. Mm-hmm. Whether that be autism or...
just a learning disability. Exactly.
So she doesn't... in my personal opinion, she doesn't need to be in a school with regular kids.
So does she go to special classes or anything at all?
She has like two.
Okay.
But for the most part, she's in school with normal kids.
Yeah.
But it's just like, anyway, she has something. So she is learning, her learning style is a lot different than other kids. Mm-hmm. And she's been sheltered. Mm-hmm. She's an only child. Her dad has other kids, but he decides to come around when he feels like it. Mm. So he walked out on her when she was like a baby. Mm. He decided to come back when she was like 3 or 4.
Okay.
Trash human being, in my personal opinion. But like,
welcome back.
He didn't come to her graduation from 8th grade. Nothing. Trash human being, like I said. Anyway, the world the way a child should have. You know what I mean? Like, yep. She's just not on par, and I think she needs to be in a school with kids that are more like her. Mm-hmm. That, like, honestly, she would thrive in a school where kids understand her more, because kids these days, my biggest thing with her when she went to high school was, like, little kids are fucking mean.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to hear no shit about her getting bullied, because if that happens, I'm going to have to go home. Like, that's one time that I will go home, because that's not okay. My brother is home. He'll easily roll up to the school, but, like, just, like, she's vulnerable. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, she's vulnerable. She's alone. So that happened, and I was like, it came out of the blue. It happened on a Monday. Like, my mom.
So why did she get admitted? Like, what?
So I don't know what. They never told me, like, the full extent of what happened. They just told me she had a breakdown at school, and her mom had to go get her at, like, 11 a.m. And I don't know if it was because she couldn't calm down or what, but I think she took her to the hospital, and they put her on a psych eval, and they held her. And she was in there till... today's Monday. She had been in there till at least Wednesday or Thursday of last week. And she went in there on a Friday. It was weird. But she's out now, which makes me feel better. She just has to, I think she's going to therapy. They took her to a psychiatrist, which we've been saying she needs to go to
therapy.
Yeah. Something for them to like,
why hadn't she been?
You know, I think it's hard for parents to kind of come to terms with, okay, my child isn't necessarily, you know.
Maybe I just have trouble finding that, because I'd be like, I know my ass ain't normal. So I imagine, you know, when I have kids, I'm going to be like,
nigga,
saying the same thing I say to everyone else around me. You need therapy.
Okay.
And that's okay.
You need to talk to somebody. You know what I mean? Like, so I think... for that to happen at school, it was like an eye opener. Like, okay, this isn't, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So hopefully those things work out. I think me and my mom both think that she's on the spectrum with autism. Fully functioning though, like she's a normal kid at bare naked eye, like, you know what I mean, like, you can just, she has some learning disabilities.
How social is she?
She's not that social. Like, she'll, I mean, with us she's great, but like when it's kids her own age or
does people she doesn't friends? Know
no not really
okay yeah,
but
that's a problem.
She's been sheltered, like she hasn't, I don't think she's had the opportunity to be able to get out there and really like meet friends. And I think the hardest part is you can't, like, going to high school with no friends at all is really, really hard. That's a tough ass adjustment. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you gotta have friends.
It's important. Like, it's imperative.
But you gotta have friends.
I mean, your friends will stick up for you. You know what I mean? But, so we'll see. I honestly think if she was around kids that really were like her, more like her,
she'd be
a completely different kid. So it's unfortunate, but hopefully, you know, they finally figure out, you know, what's going on. They need to run some tests and all that good stuff. But I'm willing to bet that it's probably autism. But it's a lot easier to figure out where, like, what's the next steps when you know what her issues are.
Yeah.
Problem is, we don't know. You can't just throw somebody to the wolves and hope that they make it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we'll see. Yeah, I talked to her today, though, and she was good. She was like, hey, she was talking to me about everything, and she was like, does Q know? I said, I know what happened. Oh, okay, well, I guess I'll tell you the rest then. Thanks. But, you know, I think my mom was telling me, she's like, you know, I already told you, you know, when you get older, when y'all get older and me and her mom aren't around, y'all are probably going to have to watch out for her. I said, I know. I mean, I've figured that a long time ago. So, but I would much rather, like, people figure out what's going on with her, because then I really think she'll be able to thrive and really have a full life. Problem is, don't know yet.
Yeah.
So that happened. That was a lot. Girl, exactly. That's what I said. I said, what the hell? My mom was like, she called me one day. She was like, I got some bad news. I was like, oh, hell, what happened now? Jesus. And she told me, I was like, what? Like, it just came out of left field. I was like, are you serious? Like, that's crazy. But that happened. Work has been interesting, child. Woo. It's a mess. It's all a mess.
Goodness. Well, we can probably talk about that off mic, but
short story. Goodness. People don't listen. People don't listen. Anywho, moving on.
You're gonna have to cut all that
I know
out.
I am, damn. I'll piece it, it's fine. It's frustrating. It's so frustrating.
I know,
but it's fine. I'm gonna keep on trucking till I'm out of there, because this is just depressing.
Yeah,
but it's all right, it'll be fine.
I'm sorry.
It's all right, it is what it is. It's just, and whatchamacallit came to the office last week. And
I heard.
I wanted to ask him, like, what were you thinking? Where was your mind at? Like, what?
You should have.
What, girl, I only saw, because he stayed Thursday, Friday. I was not there on Friday, so I didn't get the chance. But I wanted to be like, you really thought this was smart? This has been the most negative, depressing workspace I've been in. Seriously,
all y'all can do is say it to them, not that they'll do anything.
That's the thing. Like, I don't want to waste my breath, because I'm gonna be the only person that says anything. So I don't feel like being that girl. I'm not gonna be Captain Save a Ho these time.
I understand.
It is what it is. Anyway, moving on. Do we want to talk about some fun stuff?
Again, you're going to have to cut all that
off. I'll cut it out. It's fine. I will cut it.
You don't have to say, do you want to talk about some fun stuff? We could just dig in. Because I would be so pissed if I was listening to that. I'd be like, what the fuck are they talking about?
I don't have shit to do with this. How is this?
What is going on?
So sorry. Yeah. Did you see what happened with Amanda Seals and how Twitter, like, literally dragged that poor woman?
No.
Girl. What happened?
Oh, God. What does she do now?
It was so funny. Okay.
Oh, no.
So, hey, you know the Emmys were like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
At the time, she put out this video about her getting kicked out of a party, like the Black Emmy party.
Why?
And we didn't know. We were like, everybody was like, what the hell? Like, because she put it on her Instagram stories.
Mm. Oh, yeah. See, I don't follow her on Instagram.
So she put it out. I don't listen to her podcast that often. Every now mm-hmm. and then I will.
Yeah.
But she talked about it on her podcast.
Uh-oh.
Turns out that it's Issa Rae's publicist that was throwing the party.
Uh-huh.
Her and this woman have never gotten along.
Okay.
She was not technically invited to the party.
Oh.
Jesse Williams invited her to the party.
Okay. Shady Boots.
Issa's publicist saw her trying to get in the party and was uh-huh. like, nah, you ain't coming in.
Uh-huh.
And then another Black actor saw her trying.
Unnamed.
Elijah Blake.
Is that the guy from?
Wait, is he an actor or a singer?
Is that the guy from
Empire?
He's a singer.
He's dark skinned, chocolate.
No. Well,
okay.
Are you sure it's Elijah Blake?
I know it's Elijah something. I think it's Elijah Blake. I think. I don't know, but I know it's Elijah.
So Elijah Blake he's a singer and. I can't make you know any of his. He has a song
called Black and Blue. I know who you're talking about.
If yes.
If you ever leave me, there will be no lights. Yes, I know that song. I like that song.
It's very yes. good. Mm-hmm. Is that the right guy?
I don't know.
Because you know who I'm thinking of? Hold on. I'm not sure if. Hold on.
The guy that was in the New Edition story?
Yes, and Hairspray.
That's who I see when I think of that name.
Elijah Kelly.
I think it was him.
That's who I was thinking you were talking about.
I think
he was in Hairspray and the New Edition movie. Yeah,
chocolatey.
Yeah.
So
yes, chocolate.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, I'm pretty sure it was him. Don't quote me.
Elijah Kelly, not Elijah Blake.
Yes. Okay.
I was like, that's interesting. Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, so he saw her trying to get in and was like, man, come on, Amanda, just come with me. They ain't gonna stop me because I'm on the list. And so they went in.
That's not how lists works, but okay. No,
but all right. So they go in, the publicist sees that she's in there and calls security to escort her out.
Issa was going to let all this happen?
Girl, yes. And the thing is, Amanda says she told her, like, Issa, like, you and your publicist, I'm going to have to see her. Like, what is going on? And Issa was like, I mean, that's between y'all. I don't got nothing to do with this. Y'all got to work that out.
Why don't they get along?
Girl, and then the funniest part about it is Dro. The guy that plays Dro, mm-hmm. There was a story about it on Twitter. So he comments on that like article
mm-hmm.
and says, you can't expect people to want to hang out with you. No, when you're a disrespectful ass human being, you can't expect people to want to hang out with you.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, oh, the funny thing is like a while ago, he had put some shit out about her. Like she's unlikable. Like she's not a nice person.
As someone that has personally been victimized by Amanda Seale.
That's why I figured you would enjoy this story. I was like, I got it. I don't know if they should know this.
But raise your hand if you've personally been victimized by Amanda Seales. After you've paid money to go see her at her event.
Her business. Support her shit.
My hand is raised.
Bruh.
Continue.
So after that, Twitter proceeded to drag her. Like, and I mean, like, they went in. Most people that talked about her were like, I mean, she's not a nice person. We all know it.
She's
Nobody
not.
Wants to be around her.
She's a brilliant person, but she's just not nice. And she's one of those people that it's like, I don't care if it hurts your feelings if it's true. Like, and her, whether or not, first of all, you've got the concept of just because you think something is true doesn't mean someone else does. And then two, you can't just say what you want to people because it's quote unquote true or supported by quote unquote facts or whatever. And there's still a, oh man. Needless Black Twitter say, unites I mean, in mutual look, disdain says, for Amanda listen, Seales.
Girl, it was bad. Look, this woman said, Amanda Seales is a bitter, toxic woman who got ran out of NYC for her attitude. Mm. She moved to LA and changed nothing, and I befriended her when she came. She said I faked my cancer. Fuck her, and I hope karma catches her before I do, because I owe her a fucking fade on Crip.
Was this Brooks? You don't watch Real Housewives of Orange County.
No.
He's but a character that faked his cancer.
Yo, it was bad. Like, when I first saw, I was like, why is Amanda Seals on, like, trending?
She's gonna lose her job.
It's bad. Like, I'm trying to think. This one girl I went to high school with apparently worked for her.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and she saw it and was like, "Ooh, y'all going in on Amanda." And she was like, she didn't say nothing, but she was like, let me get my breakfast. And she didn't disagree, so I was like, that says a lot. That says a lot. It's all bad. I'm trying to find the one that somebody put out about her that was like, no, it's known out here that she's,
I mean,
not a nice person.
I feel like she seems to get along with her immediate cast, I guess, like the girls.
Apparently no one follows her on Instagram or anything of the sort except for Issa.
But other than them, the only person that I feel like I continuously see is her quote unquote friend is another asshole.
Charlamagne.
Another person who just says what they want to say without regard for any other feeling.
You know what I will say about Charlamagne? If Charlamagne says some wild shit and you actually address it with him, hold on. I know Deja's had.
We talk about two people that I've directly interacted with. I've literally interacted with both, and both of my experiences were nasty.
This is what I'm saying.
Nasty.
How many years ago was your experience with Charlamagne?
2012.
Okay, 7 years ago. No,
maybe 13. 12 or 13.
6 to 7 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think... I think... And this is me. I like Charlamagne, but he was a very mean person years ago when I first started listening to him. He was funny as hell, but an asshole nonetheless. In my... Just outside looking in, I could be totally wrong. I think Charlamagne has evolved far more than Amanda Seals. You can't tell Amanda Seals shit.
Mm-hmm.
Charlamagne, if he says some wild shit, he's also made it known, like, if I say something, I know that I have to deal with the consequences of how I made that person feel.
Mm-hmm.
So you have every right to go off on me if I say something.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also been one to apologize if he has offended somebody as of recent.
Mm-hmm.
That I will say. I totally am not negating your experience.
Mm.
But what I am saying is I think he has far more evolved as a man and as a human being over the years than Amanda Seals has, no matter how many times people tell her she's a bitch. Do you know what I'm like?
I feel you. Like, I'm going to meet Charlamagne again one day. I don't know when, so I'll let you know if my experience has changed.
Charlamagne, you are fucking... And he's going to be like, I don't even remember that. I'm sorry, though. Like, I feel like that's what he would say. I don't know Charlamagne, y'all, by the way. I'm just... He's my friend in my head. But Amanda Seals is... just rude, like, just not a nice person. How can you possibly expect to continue in your career? You're in the entertainment industry. Reputation is everything, boo.
She thinks very highly of herself,
and that's fine to think highly of yourself, but you gotta come up off your soapbox sometimes.
You gotta
boo-boo.
Come back down to earth.
You gotta chill. Like, you just got on. For real. Like, yep.
And you're barely on. Like, it's not like you're a household name,
right? You're not even on every episode of Insecure. So calm down.
Yeah.
You're not on every episode of Insecure. No. Like, chill. You're not like Issa or Molly.
Mm-mm.
Hell, you're not even, is it Kelly? Mm-hmm. You're not even Kelly.
And Kelly be working.
Okay.
She's been in like two or three movies
getting
that I've
bread.
Seen.
Her funny. She's funny.
She's
as hell.
Hilarious.
Cracks.
She was so
different.
Funny in Love, Simon.
She was.
She was over them damn kids.
I'll never get over that damn Coachella episode. That is by
that was
far
funny.
The funniest episode.
Yeah.
She said, oh, remember me. Don't look at me. Remember me different. That shit was so damn funny. I was crying.
None of this surprises me.
No, like, she's just not a nice person.
I'm reading right now.
It was bad. Like, I mean, when they drug her through the mud. Like, it was... Woo! It was bad. I was like, oh man, this is bad. Somebody said, I love Amanda Seals. I truly do, but you can't let your sense of entitlement set you up for failure like this. If someone puts together an event and doesn't want you there, it truly doesn't matter who invites you. You shouldn't go. Why should you want to play into this? They won. That's the thing. She keeps saying, some random person.
Oh, okay.
She keeps saying, I was invited. You weren't technically invited. Jesse Williams invited you. Jesse Williams did not throw that party. If you know the woman that's throwing this party does not care about you, does not care for you, why go? She's like, it's the only Black Emmys party. And that's fine. But girl, like, you're not a nice person. She's oof.
Wow. Wait. What's this girl's name? The little brown skin girl that is funny.
I don't know her name, but she's talking from
the doorman looking for Amanda Seale's name on the not on the guest list. Y'all, it's the pretty brown skin girl when she's looking at the list.
Yo,
looking down, looking up, looking down and smiling. Lord, that Jesus.
That video is funny. She's just funny. I don't know who this girl is, but it was bad. I was like, oh,
well, I did not hear about that. Thanks for letting me know. I don't take joy. I still have a soft spot for Amanda Seales. I still have a soft spot for Charlamagne because I like intelligent Black people.
I do too.
And I like Black people that speak up for themselves, you know?
I can appreciate that.
But you know, it does hurt that I personally have been jaded by both of these people. So when other people experience that jadedness, I'd be like, nigga, I told you so. You better handle him with a long handle spoon.
Okay.
Handle them. How you gonna disrespect me after I paid to see? You know what? We're gonna let it go.
Let's just move on.
You know what? Now that I'm thinking about it,
oh,
both incidences involved them receiving money. Amanda Seales, like, I've paid to see you.
Smart, funny, and Black.
Charlamagne, I'm trying to pay you to come to my university,
mm-hmm.
and you're being rude and haughty. Again, they think, are they both? Are they the same sign? Because they
both
think their shit doesn't stink. That was the problem.
That's a good question. I don't think so. Let me see.
Charlamagne was salty because we went to someone. He didn't appreciate the way we went about getting in contact with him. What kind of shit is that, nigga?
He wasn't even.
We're college students looking to. Right. I don't even think the Breakfast Club was created yet. Like, I think he had left Columbia not too long ago.
Yeah.
Like, nigga. If you don't take your monk's corner ass.
They're both cancers.
Ooh. They're you know what? Cancers. Reserves comments because you either love them or you hate them.
The funny part is I'm a Scorpio and I'm very compatible with cancers. Very. Cancers and Scorpios are supposed to be here. However, my relationships with cancers have never ended well. So there's that. That's that. It's
I have a relationship with one cancer that's... never had any issues, but she is a fire stick.
I mean, most cancers
It was on my team in Miami. Lots of people had some small issues with her, but never me.
Well,
she loved
good.
Me. But yeah, thanks for informing me about that. So
no prob. Speaking of Black excellence.
Oh. Tyler Perry.
Yes. Tyler Perry celebrated the grand opening of Tyler Perry Studios down here in the ATL.
Y'all gonna be like, bitch, y'all should have recorded last week. You're late.
We're sorry. Anyway, so he had the grand opening here at what was formerly Fort McPherson. I have to put this out here. I was very upset when Fort McPherson closed down because they had a commissary there. And the commissary on a military base is 10 times cheaper than any other grocery store.
Okay, go to... Whatchamacallit?
Where?
Dobbins.
They don't have a commissary.
Yes, they do.
I checked.
Yes, they do. I've been to that commissary
nine million times.
Girl, it's not that far. It's right in the heart of Marietta. That's a solid 15-minute drive from Clark's campus.
I can't go now. Me too.
I can't go either.
I can't go. But when I could go, Fort McPherson closed down before my military ID fully expired. Mm-hmm. It was sad. But it's okay. Whenever my mom decides to come, she'll probably be here next month. We're just gonna go.
What do you get from there now?
What do you mean?
Get from there?
The commissary?
Yeah.
Food.
Why?
Why would I
it's
not?
It's not that much cheaper.
Yes, it is.
It's not that much cheaper to take a special trip.
Shit.
It's not that. The only thing that I used to go to the commissary for, because my ID was still valid in college, and mm-hmm. we have Fort Jackson, mm-hmm. and it's a party.
She was going to get alcohol.
Who going to the commissary to get the
Hey,
that's it.
I've always had good experiences there as far as prices go. It was cheaper.
No, it is cheaper, but I wouldn't go get food there.
Okay.
Not like out of my way. If I mean, was that's already why going, I would get it, but.
That's why it is what it is. But yeah. When my mama here, oh, I'm going.
Okay. Like,
it's going to be cheaper and I probably won't pay for the whole thing. So come on. Come on. Okay. Let's just do it. You know all what I'm
right.
saying?
Okay.
Anyway, back to Tyler Perry. So he had his grand opening with 12 sound stages, I believe.
Something like that.
Yeah, he named
me and Kirsten's invitation got lost in the mail. Did. We're confident.
Unfortunately. And that's, it's not very far from where I live.
Either of us. It's like dead in the middle between me and Kirsten.
It's like a 15-20 minute drive. It's not far. But
if I would have known.
I mean, it came out of left field. Even Queen Beyonce blessed the grounds with her presence with that very body length braid. It was beautiful.
I would have been stalking the place.
Same.
I would have been stalking it out.
Anyways. Yes, he had 12 sound stages where he named them after prominent black entertainers or people that played a role. So you had Ruby.
Ruby D and Ossie Davis.
Yes.
It was stages named after prominent black actors or people in television.
Yes.
All in film.
He had Will Smith, Ruby Dee and Ozzie Davis, Sidney Poitier, the ever so debonair, Spike Lee, and
Oprah,
Whoopi Goldberg, Oprah,
Harry Belafonte.
Yes, Harry Belafonte.
Cicely Tyson.
Yes.
After that, I know there's more, but I'm forgetting. Who just passed away?
Diane Carroll.
Yeah, Diane Carroll. And she already had her stage before she passed. But
I can't remember any of the other ones.
I think there's a few more, but
there are.
Yeah.
But I can't think of the other ones. Mm-hmm. But it was it was like 800 people, but only 400 people got invited and then their plus one. The Clintons showed up.
I also appreciated that you saw everybody that had ever been in a Tyler Perry production.
Yes, every single person that had ever been in it, movie, got invited, which is beautiful. But you know what? That's called being humble and knowing that these are the people that helped you get to where you are.
Say it.
And you gave these people stars.
Mm-hmm.
This is beautiful. I loved it.
Everything about the weekend was so
It was gorgeous. Amazing. And then he had a brunch the next day. And, ooh, honey.
Where was your girl?
I'm saying.
Tyler, we're going to take this up.
I know, right? We're going to talk about it. Oprah and Gail were there, obviously.
And Stedman.
Stedman was there. The Pinkett Smiths.
Everybody was there, y'all. Everybody.
Everybody who's anybody in Black Hollywood was there.
Everybody. And if they weren't there, they probably were invited, but
they weren't able to make it.
I told my mom, I was like, you think the white people in Hollywood, like, you think Jennifer Aniston is looking at her timeline like, I wish I was invited?
I'm sure she does. I'm sure of it. She'd be all right, though. It's not for you.
I know, right?
That's what I was thinking.
That's what I was thinking.
Stay there. You'll be all right.
Matthew McConaughey was probably pissed, though, because he's like, as many movies as I've been in fighting for black people.
That is true. That's a valid argument. I think I saw one white, well, other than the Clintons, one other white person in like all of them. And it was somebody that had been in a Tyler Perry movie.
I saw some. I saw quite a few, actually. You just had to look a little deeper.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It was a sea of blackness.
Yeah,
it
was, exactly. It was, and that's what people were highlighting in the recap pictures. But
it was just...
Yeah.
I'm very, very happy for him. This man owns it. No investors. He owns it outright. 332 acres. People have already been shooting on it. Black Panther was shot there. A couple other movies. Reality show reunions. All types of stuff have been shot there. He just decided to have the grand opening when he felt like it. But it's been open. Apparently, they're going to start doing tours.
Yeah, I want to do a tour. Did you also see that he had a baby?
Yeah, he been had a baby a long time ago.
Oh, I missed that.
It's been years.
It was just...
He has a son.
It was just in the People special.
That's weird. He had a son. That boy is like 2 or 3 now. I don't and think he got he's baptized three. He in a church in his backyard.
That's weird.
I mean, Tyler Perry built a church in his backyard to baptize his son.
He used to live in Johns Creek. I wonder if he still lives out there.
No, he sold the house is up for sale. It's a very large $21 million house.
Yeah.
That's the house that was in Diary of a Mad Black Woman.
Oh, that's his house.
Mm-hmm.
That's, he didn't need all that. Nobody need all that.
I mean, no, but he had it.
Yeah.
And now wonder he's trying he to sell now. It. It ain't been, it's been on the market for a very long time. He's in LA.
Because one, it's a very unique buyer that's going to pay $21 million. And it's a unique buyer that's going to pay $21 million to be in Johns Creek when they could be off West Paces Ferry.
I mean, they could be in a completely different state. Buy some water if they wanted
that
to.
That too.
You know?
I'm just thinking at least we're concentrating on people here in Atlanta.
I know. I'm just saying. They like, you know. But yeah, that house has been up for sale though. For a minute. Apparently he has... a White House, a replica of the White House on the grounds of this studio.
Oh, I heard about that.
A church is on there, like a set for a church. And it was strategically done because, I mean, how many documentaries and movies and shit are going to come out of this crazy ass presidency?
Oh, you know who was there that was white?
Who?
The governor. Brian Kemp was there.
Oh, okay.
You know what? It business is business.
You gotta do what
he
you
couldn't
gotta
do it without him.
Oh no!
And vice versa. Tyler Perry is going to bring this state so much money with
you
that.
You better
film
show
studio.
Up and kiss the ring.
So
kiss that black man's ring.
Was there.
I know you don't want to, but you're gonna have to. Boo boo. Oh,
you know it.
He ain't got no choice.
You know it. As much money.
Oh, and you want an abortion bill, and this man has built this. Yeah, try him. That was a power move. Black excellence. Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of that abortion bill, it has been stopped in the courts. If
we all knew that was going
to
happen.
I knew it was coming too, thank God. But, you know, they keep trying. They're trying to get to the Supreme Court.
I was going to say, just what matters
Ruth
is what
Bader
happens.
Ginsburg is not going for it. I just want to put that out there, even though it probably won't matter, but it's okay. Anywho, moving on.
Okay.
Sorry.
Kick me out the conversation
I'm
then.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Just took over. You want to talk to yourself?
No.
What else do you have?
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead. It's okay.
Okay. Well, I just had on my list.
Okay.
Because we're on a track of black excellence.
Yes.
So shout out to my girl, my little itty bitty girlfriend, my twin, Simone Biles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, where is this going?
She's like my height.
But she's shorter than you, I think.
Yeah, a little bit.
She's tiny.
I think she's 4'9".
Yeah, she's
But middle. She's a beast.
Oh, okay.
Y'all know. If you don't know, Google it. Simone Biles has the most world medals.
Mm-hmm.
She's the most decorated gymnast. And bitch, we haven't even gotten to the Olympics yet.
No,
we just wrapped up
just
world.
She just add more to it.
Okay.
The
2020
is,
Olympics.
She's bomb.
It's coming.
She's bomb. And she has two... stunts named after her now.
Okay. The Biles.
And the Biles
two.
Because she don't play.
She's
and the
so
thing,
precious.
Who said, I think they did a science behind how she's able to do it because she's so small and she's so, it's easy for her to bounce and get enough.
Let me tell you.
Air.
As a
in order to be
tumbler,
able to do those things.
The thing that makes her, she just literally has the best combination of power and height I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of really good tumblers, like personally, a lot of really good tumblers.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. People that, you know, could do very, very, very skilled flips and stuff. But the fact that she literally gets probably close to 12 feet in the air, which is necessary because you have to have enough power to accelerate high enough in the air to do enough spins that she does, both she goes forward and backward while also twisting. It blows my mind. Like I it blows my mind. And I was a very powerful tumbler. I could never master the art of height. So I would bounce and do like this. I had tons of power. I could never get the
bounce
right
and go up.
It takes so much talent.
It
takes talent and patience is what it takes, because naturally your body is going to accelerate and immediately want to start spinning, but you have to learn to literally ride and know the
and
perfect
wait.
Time
yeah.
to start initiating your spins. It blows my mind. Every time I watch, I'm like, oh my God, look at that height. She could literally do 9 million things up there because she's got so much height.
She has a lot of time.
Oh my God.
Before she comes back down.
She's amazing.
She's very, very talented.
And she makes it look so, it's just easy. Like airy.
Yeah. Oh. She be chilling.
It makes me emotional.
I see.
I hope my daughter either wants to be a ballerina or a gymnast.
Okay.
But I'll accept anything. Or a tennis player.
Okay. It's going to be hard when you're little.
For the tennis?
Yeah.
And ballet.
Yeah.
They like height and ballet too.
Yeah. I mean, they're short tennis players. I think the number two, she was formerly number one before she lost at US Open. She's only 5'5".
I'm not putting it past her.
Okay. I mean, it's doable. She's just going to have to work.
She's going to be able to do anything she puts her mind to.
You
can
do anything you put your mind to.
The son, I mean, it's just a nigga. He'll be awarded. Ma'am. He'll be treated good either way. But I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Ma'am. Okay.
But I hate that we have to end on a nigga note. But
I mean,
let's talk about this Snoop Dogg post.
Snoop Dogg. All right, let's just read it. Okay.
Speaking of celebrating mediocrity by niggas, Snoop Dogg posted today a picture of Gucci Mane and Keisha Kaur from their wedding, basically celebrating Keisha for putting up with all of Gucci's shit and remaining with him. Mm-hmm. Talking about, y'all want this kind of love, but y'all ain't, you know, y'all don't realize that.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Thank you for filling the air while I looked for it. And it reads, it's a picture of them from their wedding day. It's a very beautiful picture. Sorry. Everyone wants this. But will y'all forget?
First of all, pause. Let's break this thing down.
Okay.
Don't nobody want that shit. I don't want Gucci. You can pay me to be married to a man with an ice cream on his face. Continue. Do you want that shit, Kirsten?
No.
Okay. Next.
But what y'all forget was she was with Wild Gucci.
Pause.
Okay.
Who forgot?
I didn't.
I didn't either.
Okay.
Continue.
On drugs, Gucci. Cheating, Gucci. In jail, Gucci. Publicity with other women, Gucci. This is Gucci.
Pause. He forgot. Pushing bitches out of cars, Gucci.
Yeah, also accurate.
Continue.
This is Gucci after therapy, rehabilitation. This is a street man groomed in his 30s after he's been at his lowest. Point is, this is a rider. That's in capital letters, the rider part. Who knew what she signed up for? You bitches is
what. Oh! Oh! This string bean ass nigga tried it.
You bitches is with the next nigga after a couple fights. End scene.
I'm sorry, Snoop Dogg, that I know my worth. Mm. Next.
Jackie Aina said, I can barely hold my lace down. The fuck?
I can barely hold my lace down and you expect me to hold this grown man down?
Oh, please. This is the guy I was talking about. He said, that formula has a 1% sex rate. Sorry. Success rate. Sorry.
It's okay.
That formula has a 1% success rate, and motherfuckers will still promote that before they promote simply growing up before they ask a woman to love them. I mean, it's that simple. Somebody said, they put in the quotes, everyone wants this, LMAO, speak for yourself.
Right.
Hell no.
Nope.
No, that's insanity.
Not for the money.
Like, no, I fully agree with Jackie Aina. Like,
I can barely hold my lace down. Front down.
And you want me to hold this shit? All of it? Nigga!
That's going to be a no for me, dog. It's
okay? No.
Like, and it just pisses me off. This is, first of all, this isn't Snoop Dogg's first time speaking like this, because he basically said the same thing about his wife. Mm-hmm. And it's like, good for her. You know, good for you, actually. Not good for her. Good for you. Because I guarantee you, she sits back at least once a month and thinks, like, damn, I wasted some motherfucking time. Unless she was living her life on the side and you just don't know about it.
Because women are way better at that than men are.
That's a word. Mm-hmm. But, like, we've got to stop glorifying women.
Women are not rehabilitation centers for you, for men. That's what y'all need to realize. Why? Because she gonna need rehabilitation after you.
She needed rehabilitation before, but, you know, two broken wheels don't make a riding bike. But
I'm just
whatever
not
works
it.
For them.
I'm just not gonna do it.
Whatever works for them. That's all I got to say. Whatever works for you. That's what I be telling myself when people be giving relationship advice and it don't make no sense to me. Whatever works.
Do what works for you.
But I bet it ain't me.
No, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing no shit like that.
Absolutely not.
I'm not doing all that.
Kirsten knows I can barely deal with attitude issues.
That is accurate.
Let alone cheating.
That is accurate.
Pushing bitches out of the car.
Yeah, that's wild.
Being on drugs.
They just don't like when people got attitude. That's funny. that should be funny.
Fix that face.
They should be like, you're being mean.
Just like how I was with Amanda Seals.
You're being mean. You're being mean. You're being rude. I don't like that. I'd be cracking up. I'd be like, ooh, Lord.
Because there's just, even when I'm upset, I just don't take it out on other people.
I don't like taking out my, and if I'm upset to the point where I cannot deal with you, I just remove myself. Or I will let you know, look, I'm not in the mood for this shit right here. So I'm going to need you to take it on down. Okay? I'm just going to take it on down, and I'm going to need you to leave me the fuck alone. Okay? Okay. Like, it'd be that simple.
That's basically what he told us with his silence.
Essentially. It's like,
I don't have
y'all
time for this.
Leave me the fuck alone.
I have a low tolerance.
That should be funny.
So, I know it ain't about to be me. I mean, people always say, you never know when you put a bunch of money behind it. And I know Gucci's got some money. Mm-hmm. But I still don't think it could be me.
I'm not going to do that.
As soon as I'm with you and you're exhibiting those behaviors, I may not immediately leave, but
if you're doing all that, I'm done. Like, no, bro.
I may not immediately leave, but best believe I am.
Okay. Putting some money in the top.
The escape route is literally being planned out. I just haven't acted yet.
Just scrape a little off the top. Scrape a little off the top. Hey, babe, I need to go get my nails done. Do you mind? Yeah, baby. Thanks. Putting it
nails
in
be
top.
Basic as fuck for 2 months.
Okay.
No design? Absolutely not.
I wouldn't. I just want to be chill for right now. Put a little in the top.
In the side.
Everything. Babe, I need to go get groceries. You got some? Yeah, babe. Here you go. Come back with 2 bags.
Okay.
Rest is in the top.
In the side.
Rest is in the top.
He come home one day. Apartment looked like Tommy and Keisha's house after Keisha thought she was going to leave. Packed up, sacked up,
okay,
and out the door.
And done.
And on an island. A cheap island where I can make my money last.
An island nonetheless.
Being an incognito bartender.
Minding my business. What you want? Let me get a Jack and Coke. You can get a club soda on the rocks.
Woo! Don't mind us. Woo, we're just plotting.
Okay, I'm ready. Okay, just let me tell you. I keep trying to tell y'all,
ladies, don't accept nothing from these niggas. Mm-mm. Don't accept that shit. You know,
no,
what I mean?
Not to that level.
No,
hell no. That's, I mean, well, everybody has their drama, but that is out of pocket. Hell no. Nah. Don't let no man abuse you that way. And that's abuse.
That's abuse.
That is abuse.
Abuse. Emotional abuse.
100%. And mental abuse. Yes. Don't put nobody through no shit like that.
And fellas, ugh, don't promote that behavior.
At all. Like, toxic shit. Toxic ass masculinity.
Like the easy way out. Like, yeah, women should deal with me at my worst and
fuck
be around.
That.
But no, that's not healthy for you or them.
Your worst should not be that. Your worst should be like you want to be an asshole for a couple days. Mm-hmm. That should be your worst. I ain't doing all that. You got me fucked up.
Well, now that we're stepping off our soapbox, anything else before we move into the work playlist?
Did you see Power?
I did.
It was actually quite good.
This whole season has
been
good.
It's been pretty good. Like, I
the only scene I did not like because it was just not realistic at all to me was Proctor's death. But
yeah. That was mad extra.
That was OD extra. That didn't make no sense.
But this last episode was good as hell.
Yeah. I was
like, she gonna die. Somebody gonna kill her.
At first I thought she wasn't gonna do it.
Spoiler alert. Sorry. Spoiler alert. Okay, now go.
I even gave y'all asses a minute.
She did. She paused for you.
At first I thought Tasha wasn't gonna do it.
I didn't think she was either.
When she said, what about Cash? And she stopped. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like what went through Tasha's head was, what about Tariq, bitch? When you snitched on my son to
you
Tommy.
You signed the papers.
I'm sorry.
Ain't she signed the papers?
Sorry to this man. Pop, pop.
Okay. I was like,
pop, damn. Right.
Woo. And poor Tommy.
Yeah.
I felt so bad.
He
peeked around that door.
Kirsten is out here acting, okay? She had me fooled. She's acting out Tommy. I thought something was really behind me. I'm like, what the fuck? It's a bug. What's happening?
He peeked around the door. He was like, you did the heartbreak. I felt so bad for Tommy in that
And those
moment.
Were some beautiful flowers that mm-hmm. they had gotten for her.
Very much so. With the ring.
That was a beautiful ring, ready. Too.
And Cash was like, no. Stay in the car. I was like, ooh. I felt so bad for him. That was sad.
And I don't know what's going to come.
I mean, they lost another witness because everybody keeps dying. Oof. Everybody keeps dying.
Pause. Can we talk about speaking of somebody that was like, let me get the fuck out of here because everybody keeps dying? The black lady attorney.
Oh, she was like, it's dangerous as fuck to be in here. I'm out.
She looked good as hell.
My mom was like, look at that.
I said, she got her a corporate attorney job. Okay.
She got a new wig.
Let me upgrade
you. She said, because y'all keep dying. I'm not doing this shit.
In that white suit.
Okay.
Looking godly.
Was not playing.
She was fresh.
Okay.
I was here for that.
She said, y'all keep dying. I'm cool. I'm a go. It's fine.
Right.
It's dangerous as fuck in here.
Right.
I'm good.
Let me go.
Okay.
Leave it to a black woman to know when to exit.
I know when my time is up. I'm out, bro.
Y'all ain't about to catch me in no alleys. Shit. Not on no witness protection.
No. Mm-mm.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
But yeah, it was an excellent episode.
It was a very good episode. I was like, oh.
I knew she was going to die because the internet spoiled it for me. If you don't watch Power by noon on Sunday, you're going to have something spoiled.
Yeah.
But I thought Tommy was going to be the one to kill her. Tasha took me by
surprise.
Because
they kept going with the, you know what he did to Holly.
Exactly.
Because they kept setting you up that way. I was like, Tommy going to kill her. Especially after the Cash told them they got pulled over. I was like,
uh-oh.
I was like, you fucking stupid kids.
I know what you did to Holly.
Right.
Kate is so messy, first of all.
First of all.
He killed her with his bare hands. I was like, you are such a nasty
woman. Go home, Kate. Damn. Why you keep coming in here? Go home.
She's so bold.
Very.
My mama gonna say, he's gonna kill his own mama one day.
Real quick, he gonna kill her because she keep fucking up. Keep fucking it up for him. She came in and put her picture in front of him. I said, no, she didn't.
You're doing too much, Kate.
I said, Kate.
She may have would have let it slide had you went onto your room and mind
right,
your business.
Right, but you come in here and throwing shit over. Girl, go home.
Ooh, good old Kate.
She funny as hell.
She is. I love when she's
cracking
me
up. She's one of my favorite characters. Because the way she rolled through, he'd be like, Ma, go home.
So many mommy issues.
So many. Oh, they be cracking me up.
But
it's gonna be interesting
how this to come
plays out.
But one thing, did you notice? And then promise you guys we can get off power. But
sorry,
Tasha, actually, this is the first time in probably two, maybe even close to three seasons that I actually believe everything Tariq is saying when he's talking to Tasha.
Yeah,
like he's being 100% honest.
Yeah,
and I was like, damn, she's getting there.
Yeah.
Ooh, and when her mama walked in.
She said, he need Jesus.
And you do too.
And your ass do too. And picked up her purse. I cried. I said, ooh, mama not playing.
Right. Y'all need
Jesus. I'm trying to get him back. He needs me. He needs Jesus. I said, oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. And your ass do too.
True.
Out the door.
True.
That's going to be interesting. I think. He's being honest with her now because it's like, bro, you done fucked up so much, and we not doing this.
And he trusts his mom.
Yeah, He ain't got no choice. You want to learn the game, you're going to do it right. Because this shit right here is going to get you killed. Keep playing.
Literally. Keep playing. She's like, nigga, you keep making dumb mistakes.
You set up your own kidnapping. You want to be in the
game, but you keep making dumb ass mistakes. You set up
your own kidnapping, you idiot.
And you didn't execute it well at all.
That was terrible.
Awful. Huh. Tasha's my favorite character.
Ghost pulled up with that gun in that last episode. You keep thinking you're smarter than me, son.
That was funny.
I was like, he said, you're not going to kill me? Think the fuck I want. I was like, oh. She was like, you put a gun to my son's head? Had to do what I had to do, Tom. I was
like, damn.
That's exactly how he said.
Had to do what I had to do.
Bruh. Damn.
Some cold-hearted motherfucker.
Okay, the way he woke up, he's like, you ain't going to kill me. Think the fuck I want.
I was like, whoa. Like, that would have been the plot twist of life.
Keep thinking you're smarter than me, son. You'll never get it. You'll never do it again. I said, oh, shit. Do it, ghost. Motherfucker, you think I won't? I was like, oh.
I can't trust you.
Right.
You Kay. Know how they are with trust.
Okay. If I can't trust you, you got to go.
Got to go.
Nobody got time for that shit. It's going to be interesting. Him and Tommy going to get back together.
They're already low-key back together.
Technically.
But
they're going to have to. Jason got to go because he's getting on my damn nerves. Jason. I hope he don't think. Oh, he's going to think Ghost killed her. That's my prediction for next week. Because he killed Angela. So he thinks it's to get back. But he might not, though, because Sax. The whole Sax situation. So we'll see. Who gets on my damn nerves? He is a nuisance.
He is. But he is one durable motherfucker.
Okay.
Like, how has he survived so long?
Good God, Seth.
Him and Dre, I'm like, how are y'all still alive?
How are you still alive?
Like, both of y'all. Good Lord. Confused. Courtney Kemp likes y'all's characters.
Okay. Because y'all getting on my damn nerves.
Okay.
Y'all need to go.
You saw the little thing I posted on Facebook? It was Dre, but
yes,
with the Tekashi 6ix9ine, because that nigga snitched like that. Give this nigga a cookie, and he's okay. Like, I'll tell you what you want to hear.
Right. They took his daughter, and after that,
First of all, you exhibit the worst behaviors around your daughter. Okay. She needs to be in child protective services.
She really
you
does.
You be killing niggas in front of her, cursing in front of her.
Just bad.
And then try to cover it up with, it's okay, baby. The girl is traumatized. She's traumatized by your behavior.
Wait. Oh, I saw this video on Twitter of like, he had the baby in his hand, and you could tell that it was a live baby, and then they cut it to a clip, and he clearly had a doll in his arms. Clearly, they were like, y'all got to do better in the additive room. This ain't it. You should. It was like, you could have got away with it if the doll was bigger. Like, the thing is, they were two different sizes.
Got you.
You had this one was an infant. And then you had, like, a toddler. Like, a 2-1-2-year-old. Like, sorry. Confusion. But okay.
Good old power.
It's been good this season. I'm proud of it.
All right. Well, now shall we move into the workplace?
Yes.
All right. I have a lot of new jams for you guys.
Okay.
First of all, the song you may have heard me singing briefly at the beginning.
I'm sure they did.
Yeah. It's called Room Occupied. It's by Yella Beezy and Chris Brown. Mm-hmm. And it's just an unnecessarily nasty song.
Unnecessarily nasty.
It's called Restroom Occupied.
Oh, okay.
Essentially, it's about having sex with another man's woman in the restroom.
Got it.
The lyrics are just literally ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
But here comes Chris Brown with his darn vocals, and it makes you sing along.
Mm-hmm.
To dicks in your throats and bending overs
okay.
Lock the bathroom and
okay.
She gonna bust it down for me. Be like, yes, it's my jam. Yes. All right. It's a mess, but I like it. Anyways, of course, JT's first day out.
Mm-hmm.
I got that shit on repeat.
Mm-hmm.
That's my girl. This song called Hard to Believe by a guy named Kindness featuring the almighty Jasmine Sullivan.
Okay.
Yes, it's a beautiful song. It's on an album called Something Like War. I haven't listened to the whole album. I just get notified usually if mm-hmm. Jasmine Sullivan's on anything because
her voice is beautiful.
Spotify's like, wow, you really like Jasmine Sullivan.
So here.
And Chris Brown.
Mm-hmm. So here.
Here, right. Cyanide Remix by Daniel Caesar with Coffee.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
I love Coffee.
brilliant.
It's beautiful.
Y'all listen to that remix. Mm-hmm. It's so smooth. Mm-hmm. And of course, I hate bittersweet. It dethroned Lizzo, Truth Hurts, from the number one spot this week on the Billboard charts. But Highest in the Room by Travis Scott.
Oh.
Fucking rides.
Fucking rides.
That kid knows how to produce the song.
He does. He's very talented.
Woo!
He's very talented.
I love that song. I listen to it all the time. I listen to DaBaby.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Pop Star is my favorite song, but I like them all. I Know What You Mean Now about him not waiting for the beat to get started.
Girl, he is so. Okay.
But I be here for it.
DaBaby, he paid for this beat. He's going to use the entire thing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Vic Mensa has a new song called Metaphysical that I love. And last but not least, Majid Jordan released a new song called Superstar that I like. Well, it hasn't been too long since their last album.
Been almost 2 years.
I was going to say probably close to 2 years. But okay. They, out of all the time they've been out, they've only released, I think, 2 albums. They just be waiting
a long ass time.
Maybe it takes time to get funding on OVO.
Okay.
But yeah, what about you?
Wale's album. Wow.
I haven't listened to it.
It's crazy.
Is that how he says it?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. But
that's, I don't know.
Wow.
It's wow. Dot, dot, dot. That's crazy. No, it's really good. It honestly might be one of his best. It's really good.
That's, you know, but Tyrell loves Wale, so I'd be.
I like Wale. I don't love Wale, but it's a good, like, I did not skip a single song.
Well,
it's
I love the single.
Good. Yeah. It's a really good album. So hopefully, I hope he gets the accolades he's been wanting and he.
Low begging is, for
I mean, he
woe as me Wale. That should have been his whole rap name. Woe is me Wale.
It's close. I think his real name is Olubo Wale, but I don't know.
Cause boy, he be. They don't appreciate me. Nobody listens to my music. Nobody, y'all gonna hear them. I'd be like, boy, if you don't make music and love what you do and be happy.
I mean, shit. Some people want the recognition when they work so hard. I mean, that's understandable sometimes.
It was rumored that that's who J. Cole was talking about in that one song that he released.
He was.
Yeah.
He was. They had a conversation about it. Mm-hmm. Summer Walker's album is very good.
I wasn't crazy about it.
It's different. It's like, I was surprised because I'm used to hearing these 2 1-minute-and-a-half songs, but they're actually like
Little longer, but I still don't think she has over an hour worth of songs.
It's not an hour.
No, I mean, if you put all of her projects together.
It's not an hour yet.
It's definitely not an hour and a half.
Wait, hold on. If How long put, is this album?
It's not that long. I think it's like 40 minutes.
Let me see.
If you put that together with her other two, I think you're probably sitting at like 1 hour and 15 minutes worth of music that she's given us. Girl.
It's 50 minutes, this album.
Okay.
So she has probably about 1 hour 20. About 1 hour.
Can't 20. Even get you through a really good workout.
Nah. I mean, but I wouldn't work out to any of her stuff ever anyway. It's not workout.
Well,
music.
I do. I work out to Grave.
Grave is
That's
a good
my
song.
Favorite Summer Walker
it's
song.
It's a very good song. Those are the main two things I've listened to this week. And then I'm trying to remember. I've been on a Jill Scott kick lately.
Ooh, I go down that hill every now and then.
And it just, Jill Scott is so fucking beautiful. Like, the woman is.
Her voice is angelic.
She's beautiful.
Doo-doo-doo.
T-Pain. Doo-doo. Girl, I got in the car on my way here.
I'm always here for a T-Pain vibe.
I'm Sprung was on the radio. I was like, I haven't heard this song in so long. And then I went down a T-Pain rabbit hole because he's T-Pain and he deserves it.
He does. Nobody gave his last album, enough credit.
They didn't. It was good.
So good.
It was so good.
Oh my gosh.
He's supposed to be coming out with another one soon. I don't know when. Oh, and speaking of supposed to be, Rihanna has confirmed two albums, and she also let us know that it's not her out Ma'am, you okay?
I'm excited.
Okay. She also informed us that her album is not necessarily reggae. It's reggae inspired. Okay. So you'll have that feeling. She's like, but I always, on almost every album, has always
inspired music.
Been reggae inspired. So I'm very interested. And I think she said she's going to get more into R&B and things too. So I'm very interested to see how it all works.
I am too. Because, you know, I'm always very mm-hmm. highly critical of my baby girl.
Of vocals, mm-hmm. yes.
Mm-hmm. But she has been putting a lot of
work. She has improved quite a bit from when she first came out.
So as long as she hasn't let that slide while she's been making Fenty and Savage.
I don't think she has.
I don't think she has either. She takes very much a lot of pride in her mm-hmm. craft. Mm-hmm. So I'm here for it. Mm-hmm. I'm here for it.
Okay. That's all I got.
That's all I got too. I still don't have a professional clapback okay. for you guys because I'm on my best behavior.
Yes.
But I can speak to when you're in a new role, mm-hmm. especially if you're in a client engaging role. Mm-hmm. It's not really a clapback, but go ahead and set boundaries.
Yeah.
Go ahead and establish how you want people to treat you.
Yeah.
That is what I'm doing right now. What you're not going to do is not show up for my meetings that we've set, you know, ooh. What you're not going to do. Like, I'm going ahead. I think in my last role, it's my first role out of college. So it took me a lot of time to kind of build up mm-hmm. the confidence in my value mm-hmm. as a professional. Mm-hmm. And now I have a little bit of that. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not as seasoned as someone 20 years in the game. Mm-hmm. Know your place. Know okay. when to listen.
Yes.
You know, but at the same time, that's one thing that I'm really working on right now is letting people know, one, you don't talk to me like that or whatever the case may be. Mm-hmm. And two, just letting them know, establishing behaviors. This yeah. is what it's going to be. Mm-hmm. This is how we're going to be interacting. Mm-hmm. This, if you know, this is what you need to do if you're not able to make a meeting, mm-hmm. because if not, you will be put on the back burner. Yeah. I had someone no show on me this morning. They had to reschedule. They will not be talking to me until like the 21st.
We got to do what you got to do. That's between you and Jesus, honey.
I knew you thought you were urgent, but I got just as many other people out here mm-hmm. that I got to treat equally. So mm-hmm. value my time and I'll value yours.
That's a very good clapback.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I believe the tip of the week is for me.
Okay.
I believe.
I don't know.
I will take it.
Okay. Oh. Okay.
I really don't have anything profound.
Oh, okay.
I actually don't even know what I'm about to say. I'm still thinking about the tip. That was just a time filler.
Well, do you want me to do it?
You have a tip?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't have one.
Okay. Miss, I will take it. I'm learning to compromise. Woo, it's been a challenge.
In your relationship?
Yes,
boy, I tell you, ain't never compromised like that before.
Oh,
at least you
bad.
Had a brother to prepare you.
Yes and no. Like, it's hard. I'm not going to lie. Like,
I've been telling y'all asses to stay single. All you got to compromise thing. With is the Lord.
Here's my thing. I have never had a serious relationship. That doesn't mean I haven't dated. When I tell people that, they think I literally have not interacted with a man for 25 years.
Oh, goodness.
I have been on my own, right? I've never had to ask anybody anything. I've never had to answer to anybody for anything except my mama and God, okay? Mm. Mm. So
not even your daddy?
Well, yes, and my dad.
Okay.
Sorry, Dad. I'm sorry. You're included in that. But I have realized over the course of a weekend, because I got called on my shit. Like, I got called on my shit.
Ooh.
And I was like, oh, wow. I said, I don't do, Kirsten, yes, you do. You don't do these things.
Mm.
He's like, you are so demanding.
Mm.
But when it comes to the shoe being on the other foot,
mm.
you will put a fight up. You will fight me tooth and nail on it. And I was like, damn, my bad.
Mm.
I'm sorry. Needless to say, he's upset with me, but he'll be okay. Anywho, compromise is very, very important in life and in relationships. In order for a relationship to work, you really, really, really have to learn to compromise. You got to come down a little bit and be like, you know what? You right on this one. I'm sorry. My bad. And sometimes it just requires you to be a lot more understanding and forgiving, and you kind of have to sacrifice some things that you probably wouldn't sacrifice if you were on your own.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm working through that in my head.
in my head.
It's interesting, you know, but I will say it has caused me to grow as a human and to evolve. Mm-hmm. I think communication is still a very big thing, but you also have to be committed. You can communicate all day long, but if you're not committed to making it work and to compromising, mm-hmm. your relationship will never work. Mm. Because if you can't be committed by yourself. Like that's, I mean, you can be committed by yourself, but you be by yourself.
Yeah.
So yeah, compromise, y'all. It's okay. It's hard. Especially if you're used to being on your own. Like I have always been on my own. I've always figured everything out on my own. I've never depended on anyone for anything. Mm. Like I've always just me and my dogs. Like that's literally it. Me and my dogs. So it's very hard for me to realize that, okay, Kirsten, you're not by yourself anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it has been a struggle of mine.
Girl, I'm still struggling.
It's hard. It's
I've been telling you this shit.
It's hard. Oh man, it's
me
bad.
And Karina.
It's okay. I talked about this cooking thing the last time, right?
I've actually been trying to help Kirsten compromise in this arena specifically.
Yeah, and then I got called on my shit. I did.
You still ain't cooked for that nigga. Has he cooked for you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, just making sure. Yeah, then it's your turn to compromise.
Like he was like, here's my issue.
Oh.
If it means that much, you have to make it clear to me that it means something to you.
I think he has.
I know, but like, I mean, like, here's my thing. Anytime we've ever had that conversation, it's always come off to me as him playing.
It came up at least 4 times when we were out, so I can only imagine how much it comes up.
It came up, and then I was just kind of like, I mean, it is what, like, whatever. Like, you'll be all right. But like, no, you care. And you are not happy that I have not like made the effort to cook for you. And I was like, okay. I was like, sorry. I said, well, why didn't you? He said,
no, you Kirsten. Didn't. No, you did not fix your mouth to say, well, why didn't listen, you tell me?
Listen.
No, you did listen. Not.
He goes, I've been dropping hints left and right.
That nigga was not even dropping hints. That nigga was dropping full on bombs over Baghdad. Like, Kirsten, you don't cook ever.
So, yeah, man, I'm trying to do better. The moral of the story is to compromise. It'll save you a world of trouble and headaches.
Compromise when it makes sense. Sometimes it don't. And shit don't make sense.
Sometimes it'd be like, no, I'm not. That don't make a lick of sense. But if it's something that really is not going to impede on your life that much, just go ahead and compromise.
Well, not even that. It may be something that impedes on your life, but it may just be something that'll be better for both of you.
Yeah. Like, imagine, like, if I just, like, threw something together. I probably could have done that. So, yeah, there's that.
Good tip, man.
Mm-hmm. Compromise. It's hard.
That's it is. I've been telling you. I never had to compromise with anybody.
Growing up.
I'm an only child. Who am I going to compromise with? Terry. That ain't no damn compromise.
No, it's not.
Okay. That's true. Shit.
It's interesting. I didn't realize that it affected him to that level until he was like, no, this really does bother me. And I was like,
Tyrell didn't make me compromise at first. He was so much nicer.
Girl, so was he.
So much nicer. And they just start flipping the switch.
Yeah. It was everything was peachy. And then mm-hmm. it was like, hold up. Nah, B, we ain't go. Oh, okay.
As soon as he came to Atlanta. I guess he figured that was a pretty big compromise.
I mean, that is a compromise, Deja.
I asked him on our first date if he wanted to move. Talking about, yeah, I love Atlanta. I'd be willing to move. Bet.
But even still, he compromised.
Bet.
That's quite the compromise.
All of a sudden, the switch was flipped.
Okay.
why am I not getting everything I want to do?
Yeah, that's not gonna happen. That's not gonna happen.
No, but for the most part, Tyrell will just be going with me because he's much. He just don't be willing to fight the battles a lot of times.
Same.
Be like, okay, well, you, okay.
That's the biggest battle. Me and then I'm, yeah, I don't know. Anyway.
Sorry, we're rambling.
Just compromise. Yeah, bye.
Whoa. Y'all have a wonderful week.
Yes, have a wonderful week. We'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Toodaloo. Goodbye.
Good Lord.
Whoa.